the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Onega won the girls game 15-45. Now time for the boys to play here from Onega. Jared, I'll be back with you here on our game of the week on 92.1 KMCA, brought to you by Peru State College. The Troy Trojans are 2-2 in TVL play so far, 4-3 on the regular season. As for the Onega Buffaloes, they are 0-3 in TVL play and 1-6 on the regular season. The Trojans have won three of their last four games on a bit of a hot streak. And on the year, they are a high-scoring team, averaging 58.4 points per game while giving up 47.7. As for the Buffaloes, they score just 40.7 points per game while allowing 51.1 points per game. Players to watch for tonight's contest. First for Troy, Reagan Hartman, their leading scorer, 12.6 points per game with four steals a contest, 39% shooting on the year, and 38% from beyond the arc. As for Seth Judd, he is the team's second-leading scorer with 8.7 points per game, 3.1 assists, and 2.9 steals per contest, shooting 36% from the floor. And as for Onega, they get Zach Fisher back after injuring himself in the first game of the regular season in football. And he's back, and he's playing pretty well. 10.6 points per game for him, 5 boards per game. He can get into his stride tonight. That will be huge for them. And as for the leading scorer, it's Ty Figge. Tyree Figge, 11 points per game with 7.7 rebounds per game and 2.6 assists per game. They also have Connor Nider, who also averages 10 more points per game, and Race Fisher adds 6 points per game and 5.3 boards per game. Taking a look at TVL standings on the boys' side, both these teams are, just like the girls, in the middle bottom portion of the standings. Troy is in 7th place at 2-2 and 4-3 overall, and Onega is in solo 10th at 0-3. And 1-6 on the regular season. Let's get to our starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Troy Trojans. Leading off is number 2, the junior, Seth Judd. Number 3, a senior, Austin Grable. Number 5, a sophomore, Logan Blevins. Number 13, a senior, Bowden Bennett. And number 30, a senior, Reagan Hartman. And as for the home team, the Onega Buffaloes, leading off, number 3, a junior, Connor Nider. Number 5, a senior, Tyree Figge. Number 15, a senior, Colby Fordham. Number 43, a senior, Jeremiah Dorsey. And number 44, a junior, Race Fisher. Troy is head coached by Jonathan Rodfeld. And as for Onega, their head coach Luke Baxter. Should be a fun one here tonight. And looking at the Onega sub-state standings, as these two teams will meet right here on this court for the sub-state tournament. Centralia is in first place at 7-0. And 2 games back of them is Burlingame at 5-2. In third place is Troy at 4-3. Bishop Seabury has only played 3 games this year. They're in fourth at 1-2. Onega is in fifth, in solo fifth at 1-6. Jonathan West is in solo sixth at 1-7. And Moraine Street Valley is in solo seventh at 0-7. Troy wearing their blue on blues. I mentioned this during the girls game. And it looks like I'm watching Duke versus Oklahoma State, because Onega has their white on whites with the orange accents. And speaking of Oklahoma State, K-State Oklahoma State going on right now. Don't have coverage of that, unfortunately, tonight, but you can watch that, of course, on ESPNU. K-State's first televised game seems like for forever. I think Butler was the last televised game for K-State. But either way, should be a good one here tonight. Two evenly matched squads going at it, trying to turn their season around. Troy trying to get above 500 in league play. As for Onega, they're looking for their first conference or senior league win this season. And Onega also, they got their first win of the season on Friday as they snapped their 0-6 skid to Flint Hills Christian. They won 62-32 in that one. As for Troy, as mentioned, they have won 3 of the last 4, the most recent coming on Friday, a 75-51 win against Valley Heights. They fell to Clifton Clyde, 55-44. The Eagles are ranked. By the way, if you want to see the rankings, check out the story we put up this afternoon. MSCSports.net has all the rankings from all the area teams. Clifton Clyde, girls and boys, both ranked. There's Depp and Runaway. It's won by the Trojans. And Troy, with their first possession of the game, pass deflected, does find the hands of Bennett. Dribble to the middle, now give it to the far side to Seth Judd, his first touch of the game. Judd gives it far side wing to Blevin. Coming across the paint is Hartman. Make the catch in the short corner, double team, kick it out of there. Straight away, crossover dribble, Bennett, he lost it. Steal by, this is Connor Nider, the junior. Now Onega with the first time. Underneath the basket, nice look, shut up, and go up the glass. Enter pass to Jeremiah Dorsey, the senior, lays it in for the basket. Now the other end. Now Troy trying to get their first shot. High post catch, Hartman, kick it out in the corner for Blevins. Back to Bennett. High post catch, Hartman gets it out of there. Grable. Grable drives right side as it strips. They'll stay with the Trojans. And how about Austin Grable? Four sisters on the girls' basketball team. Sure, that's a lot of fun. Here's the entry pass inside. Turnaround jumper. Fake jumper, excuse me, as Judd has kicked it out. Now we'll get it right back. A three ball on the way. Is that Judd knocks it down? That's head fake. And that's hopeful, that's for sure. I think that a couple of defenders fooled as well. It's 3-2 early. Troy bring on the press. Harvin with a steal. Takes it away, and a foul going up. It was Nider who had the ball stripped by the senior. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. A foul going against Colby Fordham. His first team's first. And that one left short, no good. And already a substitution as Zach Fisher, the senior, coming off the bench. And coming in for Race Fisher. Second free throw on the way is good. So Reagan Hartman gets his first basket. And talk about just a great story with Zach Fisher. Got injured in that game, in that opening game of the football season as they get across half court. It was on a punt return. There's a jump stop in the lane. Shot blocked by Hartman. Now left pass, up ahead, and now fast break. Talk about Fisher Moore here in just a sec. Shot off the jumper, no good by Blevins. Loose ball, and there'll be a push called, I believe, against Onega. And it will be. That's against Fordham. That's already a second. So Fisher missed the early portion of this basketball season, and this is his fourth game of the year in which he's averaging 10 points a game. So just overall great story, bouncing back, unable to play in football, but back here on the basketball court. There's a lob up to Hartman on the alley-oop. It was left a little bit too low, and he can't get a shot to go. Here comes Nider, and Nider had it taken away momentarily, but on the save, it was out of bounds against Troy. It's Grable trying to get the takeaway and able to stay in bounds. Down goes to Nider, the junior. This is up to Fisher. That's the near side wing. This is Jackson Coulterman in the game for the first time as well, a sophomore. He was the backup quarterback for some time. Coming off the screen to make the catch. Top of the key is Fisher. Junior surveys. Now goes to his right, pulls up, 15-footer from the far side elbow, can't get it to rattle home. Pulled down by Blevin, this is a sophomore. Another pass to Judd. Head fake by Blevins. Tarman now back to Blevins. A little bit, far side wing. Bennett fires away a three. That was no contested. And rebound for Onega, that's Nider, and Nider is bumped. It'll be a foul against Troy there first. That goes to Seth Judd, the junior point guard for the Trojans. Once again, his own press being applied from Troy. Looks like the girls' team. Baseball pass by Zach Fisher, the quarterback, all the way to his intended target. That's going to be caught by Dorsey, the senior. He'll hand it off as Figgy tried to cut in the lane, couldn't get an opening, so treat it. Back to Fisher for the top of the key. Signaling for Figgy to clear out. He's to the near side wing. This is Nider. Nider trying to get around Judd, and he does. Shot up no good up the glass, though. Could finish it. 4-2, Troy leading over Onega. 5-12 left to go, first quarter. Pull up jumper, no good. Reagan Hartman, near side, short corner. Rebound to Jeremiah Dorsey. Full court pass up ahead. Fisher, nice head fake. Shot up is no good, but he's fouled by Austin Grable. His first team, second. So two free throws coming for Zach Fisher. I heard the crowd and the bench in front of me for Onega. Got my Troy crowd to the left. First free throw is good. This place goes just dead silent for free throws. This is something that I'm not too used to, but trying to get used to it, so apologies for that awkward silence. Here we go again. And that one is good as well. Fisher goes 2 for 2 that trip, and we are tied 4-4. 5:02 left to go as Race Fisher now checks into the game. He comes in for Ty Figge. He'll get a break. Good defense from Onega so far. Allowing 51 points a game. Against the Troy offense, I guess 58 points a game. Hartman gives it up. Handoff is to Grable. He'll fire open a wide-open two-pointer, no good, from just inside the three-point line. Rebound by Race Fisher. Another pass. And bring it up, trying to release it. Jackson Coltman needs some help as he's double-teamed. And now a pass is thrown away by Hartman. He'll give it up, and the lay-in along the right side is no good. But Levins was fouled, and he'll get two free throws. Good anticipation by Reagan Hartman. That foul is going to go against Zach Fisher. His first, team foul number 3. First free throw left it short. Talk about anticipation, something that Reagan Hartman knows all about. He was the quarterback for Troy. What a season he had. First team all DBL. One of the best in the States. Free throw on the way. That one's no good. Rebound, Race Fisher. Other pass. Mr. Coulterman, sophomore, brings it up. Now it's cut to the middle. Bounce past it to Zach Fisher. Gives it to his brother. That's Jeremiah Dorsey, his brother Race, inside. Coulterman looks on and gives it to Race Fisher, top of the key. Dorsey, far side wing with the catch. Inside, now gives it to Zach Fisher. Fires away a three from the top of the key. No good. Ball tipped by Hartman and picked up underneath the basket by Dorsey. And he'll go up and he lays it in. Good job by Dorsey to stay with the play, and he has 4. It's 6-4 in favor of the Buffaloes. Hartman off the catch, gets the screen, and stops. Nice backdoor cut by Blevins, goes up over Race Fisher and lays it in. Good response by the Trojans, and Blevins with his first basket. It is now 6-6. Baseball pass to Race Fisher, beautifully done from Zach Fisher, and he's blocked from behind. Hustle play, Reagan Hartman, his last touch. By the Buffaloes. Oh my goodness, the hustle from the senior Reagan Hartman coming from behind. And it should have been a wide open layup. It's now Troy basketball. So they are awarded after the hustle play with 3:25 to go, 6-6. Bennett gives it up to Hartman, pulls up, 15 footer off the dribble. No good, rattled out. Pulled down by Zach Fisher. Looking ahead to a cutting Dorsey, can't find him. But he gives it up to Figge. Top of the key, Fisher has it again. Far side wing for Niter. Niter back to Fisher. Dorsey looking inside for Race Fisher. Now to Zach Fisher, top of the key. He's going to fire away another three. That one's good this time. Zach Fisher with his first basket of the ball game. He has 5, and now a turnover. Fantastic defense by Zach Fisher. Or no, they're just going to save the timeout. Almost was knocked away. Zach Fisher belly bump, almost knocked his teammate over. 9-6 early lead for Onega. We'll step aside for 30 here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, 92.1 KMZA.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
9-6. Onega leading Troy here in the boys' game with 2:52 left to go in the first quarter. Had an exciting girls' game. The boys' game off to a really good start. And so it was a turnover to Onega. It was right originally. Driving baseline as Dorsey stops. And now give it up. Top of the key for Zach Fisher. Inside the Onega O at midcourt. Looks to his right side and cross over to his left. Now spins back to his right. Gives up his dribble, looking for somebody to get open. We'll give it to Dorsey. Far side wing. He's in trouble. Now we'll find it to give it up to Fisher again. Three ball on the way, missing everything for Connor Nider, near side wing. Held that pass, and Troy gets the ball back. Pass batted out of the air by Race Fisher. In the corner with it, trying to give it up, was Preston Christensen, the senior, in the game for the first time today. And now Donovan Mason, Colby Fordham back in the game, excuse me. Inbound, handing it off, cutting in the lane, says Judd on the runner, no good, but he's fouled. The 14th foul against the Buffaloes, as that one's going to go against Connor Nider, his first. So two free throws coming up for Seth Judd, Jr. First free throw is good. Judd made a three-pointer earlier. You know, it's 4 points. Second free throw is no good. Rebound to Race Fisher. Biggie trying to shake his man. Now gives it up to Nider. Top of the key, goes to the near side. Fordham with it. High post catch for Race Fisher, trying to get to his brother down low, and Zach Fisher bumped from behind, and he is fouled. Team foul number 3 against the Trojans. That one goes against Bonin Bennett. That is his first. 1:47 left to go in the quarter. 9-7, Onega still leading. And kicking it out. Here's Nider off the dribble. He'll give it up. Top of the key, Figgy has it. Goes to his left, he gets bumped, and that's another foul. That one's going to go against Christian Etherton. That'll be team foul number 4. There's the inbound. And Figgy gets a play call from head coach Luke Baxter. Being stopped, top of the key is Fordham. He'll kick it inside. A pass shot up good. Off the window for Zach Fisher. He's got 7. The Fisher-to-Fisher connection after the pass from Rafe. And it's 11-7. Driving right side. Pass to batted down and thrown away. Fisher with a rejection. Wanting a carry is Troy, but they're not going to get it. It's a layup and in for Ty Figgy. And Figgy with his first basket of the day. 56 seconds left now, first quarter. Judd drives, middle, kick, far side corner, thought about the three, jab step, that's been done by Etherton, but his runner is no good, he goes out of bounds, and Buffalo gets the ball with 45 seconds left. It's been all Onega so far as Jackson Coulterman checks back in the game, the sophomore guard for the Buffaloes. Troy presses, inbound to Figgy, now to Race Fisher, up ahead to Connor Nider. Nider drives right side, Euro step, shot him off the glass and good. Connor Nider with a kiss off the glass, 35 seconds left, quickly the other way, shot up by Etherton is no good, but he's fouled. So Christian Etherton quickly transitioning as that one goes against Figgy, that is his first. To Fordham for Onega. Has 2 fouls and is still in the game as the first free throw is good for Christian Etherton, the junior, at his first point of the game. 7 points for Zach Fisher, 4 for Jeremiah Dorsey, and for Troy, leading the way in scoring is Seth Judd, he has 4. Austin Grable checking back in for Troy. Free throw no good. Rebound by Christensen. Offensive rebound. Kick out. Three ball blocked from behind. And he'll stay with the Trojans. Good defense by Connor Nider, the junior. Swinging that from behind on 3-point attempt from Austin Grable. Inbound. Etherton takes the handoff and slips it in, lays it in. Fantastically done by Christian Etherton. Picks the handoff. Everybody bought it. Onega slipped to the basket. 19 seconds left, 15-10. Onega has a chance to get a three-possession lead back. Jump stop, Figgy, three-pointer, fake, and he'll take it back to Figgy. 7 seconds, middle, drives inside, Dorsey lost it, ball loose, picked up by Figgy, shut up, and no good with 2 seconds left, loose on the rebound, picked up by Troy, and that's the end of the first quarter. Fast-paced action here in Onega, 15-10 is our score after 8 minutes of play. Let's step aside for a minute here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Second quarter underway here from Onega. They lead 15-10 over Troy. Here at Fluffy with you. His entry pass to Zach Fisher as the Buffaloes get it out of the break. Shot fading away, no good. He'll bat it around into the hands of Logan Blevins for Troy. Sophomore has it up ahead to Christian Etherton, the junior. Bring it to the top of the key. Thought about the three. Instead holds it to Blevins. Pass near side wing. The screen goes to the middle, poke free by Dorsey into the backcourt, pick it up, and bring it back. Now he'll drive all the way into the paint. Blevins fouled. Can't get the shot quite to go. But he'll get two free throws. 16th already against the Buffaloes. And that one's going to go against Jeremiah Dorsey as first. Blevins misses the first one, a little bit too strong off the back iron that time. Blevins with a free throw, a field goal in that first quarter. Second free throw is good for Blevins. Rach Fisher now checking in for Onega. He'll check in for Coulterman. Lead cut to four. Here's Snyder with it. Offensive plays, everyone's high. Dorsey, Snyder, now far side wing for Zach Fisher. Cutting across, making the catch. Three ball on the way for Figgy. Can't get the shot to go. Long rebound for Blevins. And Blevins pushed from behind by Dorsey, and he just picked up his second. And 1-1 free throws coming up as well. The 1-1 free throws now for Blevins. Love to knock these down and make it a 2-point game. Reagan Hartman getting a breather. He comes back in. 7-1 left to go second quarter. Front end of the 1-1 on its way, and Blevins makes the first one. Now 15-12 our score here from Onega. Second one. Blevins on the way, and that one is good as well. So 3-for-4 from the free throw line for Logan Blevins here in this quarter, and it is now a 2-point game. It's 15-13. And checking in for the Buffaloes is Gabe Kufall, the senior, for the first time tonight. Coming in for Dorsey, who picked up his second personal foul. Fisher in the middle of the court, pass up ahead. Kufall, and almost traveled. Pull up a jumper, no good. He had open space in front of him, and decides to pull, and misses the jumper. Stake there by the senior. Now coming back the other way. Shot off the glass. And no good. That time by Bennett's. Rebound for Race Fisher. He now is in trouble. And now foul is going to be called against Troy. That foul is going to go against Austin Grable. I thought that might have been against Hartman. But it goes against Grable. Hartman, if you're wondering, does not have a personal foul. So that was a quick breather for Colton as he checks back in. The zone press coming for Troy. As Onega looks to get it across half court. Zach Fisher on the inbound. Pass across half court. Finds scoop ball to a cutting Niter. And Lane missed the layup. Rebound Hartman. Troy now in transition. Far side three. Blevins off the front end and over the backboard. And out of bounds. 15-13 our score. 6 minutes, 23 seconds left to go in the second quarter. And now a substitution brings Seth Judd back into the game. Zach Fisher calls out the play to try to break this press once again. Three players back, and now they all start running towards the middle. Nice catch by Coltman. Across half court to a cutting Figgy in the lane. Shot up with the glass is good. Tyree Figgy now has 4 points, and the senior makes it 17-13. First basket of the second quarter. For Onega, that's crossover dribble, Etherton, and he's fouled on the floor. Etherton does such a good job with his misdirection. And that time it forces a foul against Figgy. That is his second. Now three players with 6 fouls for Onega. Excuse me, 3 players with 2 fouls apiece for Onega. Figgy, Fordham, and Dorsey. So 1-1 free throws after the 18th foul. Front end for Etherton. That one off the left side, no good. Ball batted up off the miss. And out of bounds, that's going to go to Onega. Last touch by Hartman. Here's the inbound for Zach Fisher, but first, Grace Fisher will check back in. He'll come in for Gabe Kufall. Coach Baxter giving him words of encouragement. He goes, he's coming back to the bench. Inbound is to Figgy. He'll give it back to Zach Fisher, who inbounds it. Fisher got undercut and is getting close to 10 seconds. Just does get it across. And Fisher gets it to Figgy, who has an open lane to drive, but he traveled. Saw the open lane and started sprinting, but forgot to dribble. Still 17-13, 5:44 now left to go first quarter. Excuse me, second quarter, beg your pardon. Etherton, lob pass, high post, deflected out of there, and tried to save it, unfortunately could not, as hustle by Connor Niter, so it'll stay with the Trojans. Inbound near half court for Judd, and almost stolen away by Niter. That's the far side corner, another three by Blevins, this one left a little bit short, and a nice rebound by Race Fisher. Trying to find someone, and finally does, with Colterman, sophomore. Baseball pass up ahead to Zach Fisher, it's too high, leaps, couldn't get him. So a turnover, Troy applies the pressure in the backcourt and is awarded with a turnover. Full timeout called by Onega, 17-13 Buffaloes lead with 5:23 left to play here in our game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
17-13. Is our score, second quarter. Jared Slubby back with you. 5:23 remaining here in this second quarter. Looking at some of the other games going on in the CBL, Centralia, Donovan West, Valley Heights is at Minneapolis, Frankfurt at Wetmore, Hanover at Axel, Lynn is hosting St. Xavier. How about the Big Seven? Riverside, Nemaha Central, big one there. Also got Holton, Perry, Lecompton, and Sabetha, Hiawatha, Royal Valley, and Jefferson West. Some area games for you. Sure to stay tuned to MSDSports.net for all when all those games go final. Back underway in this one. Troy with the ball out of the break, down by 4. There's Etherton. Pass to the near side of the wing. Gets it right back to Etherton. Drive left. Little floater over Zach Fisher. High off the glass and in. What a game Christian Etherton is having so far. He has 5. And cuts it to a 2-point lead for the Buffaloes. Almost stolen away. Coltman gets the pass, though. As Troy continues to up the pressure here. Biggie gets it to Zach Fisher. Westbrook pass to Coulterman. Into the corner, three ball by Niner. Buddy traveled as he stutter-stepped. As soon as he caught it. And more turnovers from the Buffaloes. And open is Blevins, wide open for three. He was shocked by how open he was, and he knocked it down for the tray. Blevins, with his second field goal of the game, he now has eight. Now a travel, another travel. Third straight possession with a travel for the Buffaloes. And it's 18-17 Troy with 4:32 left to go in the first half. Jeremiah Dorsey checks into the game despite two personal fouls. Atherton brings it up. It's out of the key. Lob inside. Pick out from Harbin to Blevins again. Testing his luck. Not going to get it this time. And that's rebound by Figge. I'll bring it up. Pass far side corner. Give it briefly. Gets it right back. Now I'll try to pass it to Zach Fisher. His pass is blocked out of bounds. Trying to find Coulterman. So it'll stay with the Buffaloes. Figge to inbound. Finds Dorsey near side corner. He's double teamed. Bounce pass. Get it out of there. Finds Niner. Three ball on the way for Connor Niner. A little too strong. Blevins pops it free. It's loose. Cross that court. He'll pick it up. Now in the transition, falling over. He'll hand it off. Shut up from 2 feet away is good. That's Bowden Bennett with the basket. His first of the day. That is broken up. Almost stolen away. I don't know what Zach Fisher was doing, trying to throw it off of a Trojan. It goes out of bounds, and it's a turnover. A sloppy play for the Buffaloes as they now trail by three. It's a 7-0 run for the Trojans. Levin's going to take a quick breather here. Preston Christensen checks into the game. Christian Etherton with the ball. About step-back jumper. Said drives in the lane. Shut up. Floater. No good. Rebound Zach Fisher. Good look by the junior, but couldn't get that one to drop. So this is Figge. Gives up his dribble to Dorsey. Far side corner. He's in trouble. Good defense by Seth Judd. He's back in the game. Splits a double team. And he traveled again. Not him specifically, but another travel for Onega. That's the fourth one since the last time out. And the fifth turnover as well. So Onega's not even getting shots up. Meanwhile, Troy's moving the ball around effectively in half-court offense and getting good looks. And they now have a 20-17 lead after down by four. Here's a three ball near side. Corner is good again! Bowden Bennett with the tray. It's his third field goal make. He has eight. Now pass broken up. It's thrown away by Harbin. Going the other way. Bennett. Up ahead, bounce pass from Crable off the shin of a Buffalo. And timeout is called by Coach Baxter. 30-second timeout, we'll take it. 92.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
23-17 is our score. Troy taking a lead. They're on a 10-0 run with 2:53 left to go here in the second quarter. Seth Judd, the inbounder for the Trojans out of the break after Onega called the timeout. Three ball on the way by Bennett from the corner. No good. And that's going to be a push against Troy. Against Christensen, to be specific, his first, and team foul number six. Meanwhile, Onega has committed eight team fouls. 1-3-1 defense for Troy here. And across half court, gets to Fisher. Zach Fisher, cross-court pass, far side to Coulterman. Coulterman, dribbling, now bounce pass to half-court O. For Ty Figge. trying to get a trap on Coltman. Gives it to Dorsey. He's trapped. He'll get it out of there. Good rotation on the defense by Troy. Again, in a 1-3-1 here. Figgy gives it to Fisher from the near side wing. Goes middle. Kicks it out to Figgy once again. Now to Coltman. They just can't get any open looks here. Pass deflected, almost stolen away. Good hands by Austin Grable. Now in the corner, Dorsey kicks it out to Coltman. He's trapped. Dorsey, corner. High post catch, Fisher. Jump shot, 15-footer, no good. Rattles out of there. And rebound, Troy. Outlet pass up ahead. And nice pass. Shot up off the glass. It's good for Austin Grable on the pass from Bowden Bennett. And Grable with his first basket. That makes that 15 points in this quarter for the Trojans. Another 1-3-1. They ain't broke. Here's Figgy, top of the key. This is Zach Fisher. Now back to Figgy. Swinging around the perimeter. And then Coltman. Cutting middle is Zach Fisher. Can't get it to him. Gives it to Dorsey. Far side corner. That's high post. Figgy jumper. 15-footer. That one's no good. And a long rebound for Austin Grable. Now the pass is to Hartman. Lob down low. Bennett's falling. Can't get a shot to go off the glass. Kind of an awkward angle. Rebound, Onega. Onega gets the points in transition now for the Buffaloes. Before they said they're 1-3-1, but they cannot. They retreated back to Figgy. It's to Zach Fisher, near side wing, defended by Hartman. Back to Figgy from the O. They are way spread out, which is what he has to do against the 1-3-1. Figgy drives, gives to Fisher, three ball, near side corner, good! As they beat the double team that was headed his way, knocks down the second three of the game. He has 10, and it's 25-20 with 40 seconds left in the half. Judd, far side wing. To cutting Austin Grable from the far side corner. He'll drive. He stopped the short corner. Kicks it out. 25 seconds left. See if they just hold to the final shot. 25 seconds. Judd has a lane to drive left side. He stopped, though. Kicked it out. Drive now for Grable, and it's offensive foul. Dorsey took it. That's a risky play. He had two fouls, but gets the call as Austin Grable picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 7. And that is huge. Grable hasn't had a spectacular night offensively because he's having to be a little conservative with his defensive play. Be careful, but that time the charge against him. 13 seconds left now for Onega and counting. Dorsey, head fake, near side block, kick it out. 8 seconds. Now 6 for Coltman. Big E from straight away with 3 seconds left. Number 15 footer off the right side, no good. Rebound for Grable. That is the end of the first half. 25-20, just 5 points in the quarter for Onega. Hoping to make some halftime adjustments. We'll break it all down in our halftime show in just a bit. Once again, our score, it's Troy 25, Onega 20, here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their display displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
25-20, Troy leading Omega at the break. Jared Slovey back with you here on our Halftime Show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's take a look at our individual point totals, starting with Omega leading the way in scoring with 10 is Zach Fisher, who got 7 in the first quarter. Also 4 points apiece for Tyree Figge and Jeremiah Dorsey, with 2 points from Connor Knighter. And as for Troy, 8 points apiece leading the way is Christian Edgerton and Logan Blevins, and 4 points for Seth Judd, 2 points apiece for Austin Grable and Bowden Bennett, and a free throw for Reagan Hartman. So it was all Onega at first. They had a 3-possession lead in the first quarter. And then it was Troy that raced all the way back. They had a 10-0 run and actually outscored the Buffaloes 15-5 in the second quarter to get back in the game. And now take a 5-point lead into the break. Reminder where we're at with these two teams. Troy is 2-2 and 4-3 on the regular season. Onega is 0-3 and 1-6 on the season. Taking a look at the TBL standings now, it is Centralia and Clifton Clyde tied atop at 4-0 with the Panthers at 7-0 and the Eagles at 7-1. Oh, also, actually, Blue Valley is still actually tied for first place as well, as they are 5-1. So technically, they are tied first place despite having that loss. So they're all tied first place. They're 7-1 on the regular season. Tied for fourth place is Hanover and Axel at 4-1 with the Wildcats at 6-1 on the regular season. Axel is 5-3. Valley Heights is in solo 6, but 3-1, and they play 4-3 in the regular season. And Troy is in 7th, 2-2, 4-3. Washington County is in solo 8th place at 1-2 and 3-3. Donovan West solo 9th at 1-4 and 1-7. Onega is in solo 10th place at 0-3, 1-6. Tied for 11th is Lynn and Frankfurt at 0-4, with Lynn at 2-5 and 1-7 are the Wildcats. And as for Wetmore, they are 0-5 and 13th at 1-6 on the regular season. And as for the Onega sub-state standings, Centralia is all alone atop the standings at 7-0. Burlingame is in second place at 5-2. Troy is in third at 4-3. Bishop Seabury has only played 3 games at 1-2. Onega is 1-6. They are in fifth place. Donovan West is in sixth at 1-7. And Moray to Steen Valley at 0-7. That's a brief little glimpse into the sub-state standings. Of course, sub-state is going to be here in Onega. Some other halftime scores include Sabetha leading in Hiawatha 32-14. Nemaha Central is leading the Riverside Boys 30-18. ACCHS is leading JCN 26-21. And Holton is leading Perry LeCompton 29-22. And some of the girls' final scores, ACCHS defeated JCN 49-23. Perry LeCompton defeated Holton 30-22. Nemaha Central gives Riverside their first loss of the season, 42-31 was the final score there. And a good one down to the wire, Jessica Gruber scoring 16 points, but not enough, as Sabetha defeats Hiawatha 38-36. So Sabetha, they were number one in the state in Class 2A going into the Christmas break, but they fall to number two in the latest rankings that were released this afternoon. You want to see a full story on that, be sure to go to our website, msdsports.net. Neither of these teams in front of us are ranked, unfortunately. But Troy, if they rattle off a few wins, I'm sure they could probably get ranked. It would require a lot. Let's take a look at the schedule for Troy coming up ahead. After today, they are done going into the TBL tournament in Washington County on Saturday. Then after the TBL tournament, their next game will be on the 27th against Washington County. That will be in Troy. Then a road game against Centralia on the 31st to finish off the month of January. Then a crazy stretch, as there are 7 games in February, starting off at Lynn on the 3rd, at home versus Wetmore and Frankfurt on the 7th and 10th, respectively. And then at Axville on Valentine's Day on the 17th, at home against Hanover, at Jonathan West on the 21st, and then at home against Morehill Mounts on the 24th. As for Onega, they got a home game against Washington County coming up on Thursday before the CBL tournament on Saturday. On the 27th, they're at Lynn. And then on the 31st of January, they host Wetmore. To start February, they will be at Blue Valley, as they only have 5 games in February. Then they go, rather, they host the West on the 7th. They then have a home game against Clifton Clyde. Then 2 road games to finish off the season on the 14th at Frankfurt and on the 17th at Valley Heights. Let's step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll have the second half action back here from Onega. Once again, our halftime score, it's Troy 25, Onega 20, here on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
Back underway here from Onega. First possessions for both teams result in 0 points. It was poor timing on my part. I apologize. As back underway, Troy with the ball, top of the key. Hartman with a nice up fake. It's past Fisher, right side lay in. Can't get it to go. Tipped up and unable to get the tip in. It was Bennett and a rebound to Onega. On the other way, lane to drive and stripped with Nider. Out of bounds, they'll stay with the Buffaloes. So 25-20, Troy leading Onega after outscoring the Buffaloes 15-5 in the second quarter. Inbound wide open is Dorsey. He decided to put it on the ground. He misses the shot and gets a second try at it. He's fouled and misses the shot again, but he's fouled. Dorsey was wide open. He should have just went straight up, but instead it dribbled once. Nobody there. Thought there was somebody behind him that would possibly get him to up fake. That foul goes against Etherton. That's a second. First free throw rattles out. No good. So second foul charged to Christian Etherton. He'll stay in the game for the time being. And Race Fisher will exit. And in for Onega is Colby Fordham. Second free throw is good, so 1-for-2 at the free throw line for Jeremiah Dorsey. He now has 5, and it's 25-21. First point of this second half. Grable drive, nice finish inside to Hartman. He'll lay it in. Nice cut to the basket by Reagan Hartman. He now has 3. That's his first field goal make of the game. As Figgy was triple teamed, he gets it out to Zach Fisher. To the corner, near side, Fordham in trouble. Top of the key for Figgy. Nice backdoor cut by Dorsey. Almost traveled, but he lays it in. That's why I kind of hesitated there. It looked like he He did walk, but was not called. And now a 7. And it's 27-23. Good start for Onega. Hartman fires away a 3 off one pass. That's no good off the right side. Not too sure that Coach Runfeld is wanting that shot. Either way, Onega gets the ball. Chance to make this a one possession game once again. And it's pickpocketed. Bennett, but he committed the foul. That was so close to being such a clean pickpocket, but Bennett picks up his second personal and second team foul as well. Biggie, who almost got pickpocketed, gets the inbound. He'll be defended by Bennett once again. He'll get it across half court, and he does so. Dribbles to his right. Near side wing, three ball on the way by Connor Nider. It's way too strong. Rebound by Hartman. Long rebound, 3-on-2 fast break. Tried to go behind the back, and he lost it. Back the other way. Biggie doesn't have numbers. It's 2-on-3, and whistle, and Biggie was fouled, and he'll get 2 free throws. A blocking foul against Clements, and this first team foul number 3. Quickly, 3 fouls against Troy in the opening 1 minute and 52 seconds. Should make it 2 minutes exactly. First free throw is good. Apologize. Have both scoreboards blocked. I looked to one scoreboard to see the minutes and the other for the seconds, so I quickly have to try to put those together in my brain. Second free throw rattles out. So 1-for-2 for Figgy from the free throw line. It's 27-24. So it is back to a one possession game. Jab step. Effington fires a 3. That one too strong. Long rebound for Figgy. And now Hartman goes straight for the ball. Can't get it. And Figgy gives up his dribble. Gives it up. Was look for Nider. High post catch for Fisher. Gives it up. Open look for Fordham. Along 2 on the way. No good. Now in transition for Troy. Gives to Effington. It's good. Bennett with the dish. And Effington now has 10, and it's 29-24. Getting trapped across half court with Figgy. It gets poked free, and now a timeout is called, but I don't know if he had possession. But the official with a quick whistle allows Coach Baxter the timeout. So we'll go and take a 30-second timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM, KMZA.
5:22 left to go in the third quarter, 29-24. In favor of Troy, Onega gets the ball out of the break. Bounce pass to Dorsey, double team near side corner, and he'll split it with a dribble. Now give it up, nice no-look pass and a dish to Race Fisher. He's blocked by Hartman, but a foul is called. Race Fisher will go to the free throw line. That was well done by both teams, but Megan Buckman gets called for the blocking foul. That is just his first personal, but he's foul number 4. Not even 3 minutes into this third quarter and 4 fouls. First free throw for Fisher, rattles home. That is his first point of the game. Another free throw makes this a one possession game. It's 29-25. Second one rattles in there. 29-26. Blevins will bring the ball up. What a day he's having. 8 points for the sophomore. Crossover dribble. Gives it up to Judd. Against Onega's 2-3 zone. Atherton from the near side wing to a cutting Blevins, and he's blocked. Or beg your pardon, that was Bennett who got blocked. Race Frischer with a rejection. Up ahead, here's Snyder off the dribble, no good. 15-footer from the far side elbow. Gets his own miss on a long rebound. He's double-teamed in the far side corner. Throws it off of Blevins, but then Blevins throws it off of Snyder. So Troy gets the ball. That was well done. Good hustle play by Logan Blevins. Weatherton, give and go to Hartman, and six-footer is good on the give and go. He now has five. The four in the quarter, now a foul is called. And Snyder trying to make, oh, he threw the ball at Hartman, but nobody saw it. He just threw the ball at Reagan Hartman, but the officials didn't see it. I can't believe the officials did not see that. That should be a technical foul, but instead it was not called. So after that, we play on. Fisher elbows Etherton. Nothing is called, just trying to get some space. The chippiness is really rising here between these two teams now. Driving kick to Dorsey, near side corner. Below jumper, Zach Fisher, 15-footer, no good off the left side. Hartman tips it. And I'll let pass, 3-on-2 for Troy. Nice look, pass, but Etherton can't field it. He'll save it, but goes to Dorsey. Turnover. Going back the other way. Biggie, bounce pass, near side corner. Coulterman, and timeout is, or wait, hold on, we got a, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. Oh, looks like Etherton is leading here, so the officials call a timeout for that. He has to come to the bench. He's bleeding pretty bad from the mouth. I think it was because he was elbowed. I think it was from that elbow. So he's had two really big no calls from the officials. When Nider threw the ball at Hartman, no technical was called. And also, Race Fisher swung an elbow. Nothing called. Now a foul is called as Coulterman was double-teamed by a pair of Trojans. That's team foul number 6 and personal foul number 3 on Hartman, all of which coming here in this third quarter with 3:26 left to go. 31-26, Troy with the lead. And now, is Coltman bleeding too? I think Coach Baxter thought he was, but I don't think he is. We're back underway. Snyder on the inbound. Cross half court, and he got pickpocketed. Going the other way. Layup good. Bennett says it all himself. Bowden Bennett, the senior guard, he has 4. Snyder with it near side. Pass gets deflected. It was off the official and out of bounds. He'll stay with the Buffalo. And I don't think the score changed after that last basket. Score still says 31-26. 3:02, make it 3 minutes even now left to play. High post catch, Zach Fisher, kick it out to Nider. Trying to get some space away from Grable. Inside the O. Biggie has it. Man-to-man defense for Troy. Went to 1-3-1 late in the second quarter. Worked pretty well. Zach Fisher catch. 3-ball on the way. Near side corner. No good. Rebound goes to Blevins. Up ahead. Bennett can't lay it in. Sit back. Is up and good off the glass by Preston Christensen. His first basket of the day for the senior. And the scoreboard still now just saying 33-26. It should be 35-26. Bounce pass. Race Fisher. Gets to Dorsey. Gets a head fake. Couple defenders in the air. He's fouled. That is team foul number 7. Meanwhile, Onega has 0 fouls as a team in this half. That foul goes against Christensen in 2nd. First free throw is good. And Dorsey now with 8 points. And by the way, I don't think that Troy has noticed the phantom basket from earlier by Bennett as a free throw on its way and good. To Dorsey. Had himself a nice start to the third quarter. It's 33-28. 2:05 left to go. Drive in the lane all the way to the glass. No good on the layup for Logan Levin. Rebound Onega. Here the Onega student section getting into it. And there they finally put the basket on the board. Now it is 35-28. High post catch. Dorsey had it stripped and it's stolen. Full pass up ahead to Bennett, and he will lay it in. Bennett's now with six. It's a 37-28. Jump stop, pass near side wing, free ball on the way. And Nider knocks it down for three. Nider now with five, and that makes it a two-possession game once again with 1:23 left to go in the third quarter. Tried to pass it in the corner to Grable. He cut that door. He threw it out of bounds. And a turnover back to Onega. They make this a one-possession game as they can knock down another tray. Bounce pass Big E, and Nider can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. Couldn't squeeze it with his mitts. So 1:13 now to go in this third quarter. Troy gets it back. The pass, far side wing. Pass fake, now top of the keys. Bennett, high post catch, and it's deflected and stolen away. 58 seconds left now. 37-31, Troy. Third quarter, here from Onega. Back to the 1-3-1 for Troy. Zach Fisher, bounce pass, is almost stolen away. Finds the hands of Figgy. Goes to the corner, Nider. Back to Figgy. Had a 5-on-4 there for a short second. Good rotation, though. Drive in the lane, and a blocking foul called against Troy. Free throws coming up for Connor Nider. Tell you what, these fans are really showing up and showing out. They're treating it like it's a fourth quarter. That is the 18th foul. Again, Onega has not committed a personal foul in this half. 8-0 in terms of fouls in the second half. And that foul goes against Preston Christensen. That is his third. So 1-1 now for Nider. Running on the way. Off the back iron. Rattles in there. And we've got six now. Senior cuts the lead to five with 38 seconds left. And on the way, no good, too strong. Rebound goes to Grable. Back on the Trojans. Rebound for Bennett, near side wing. Too strong, rebound, Ray Fisher. He'll outlet it. Figgy brings it up, and he got tripped up and fouled. That's a good call. I didn't like the call, and now a technical foul has been called. And that should be fouls 4 and 5, and he is done. And that puts them into double bonus the rest of the game with 28 seconds left in the third quarter. So in the previous game, there was a personal foul, then technical foul against Engelman, but they didn't give Engelman two fouls, only gave her one. So they do get two here. So Preston Christensen's day is done. He commits five fouls and will finish his day with 2 points. Free throws are being shot by Figgy. First one on the way. The technical is good. This should springboard the Buffaloes to life. They can make these. It's 37-33 now. Second one. Halfway down and popped out. But more free throws are coming up. Hit two more. And it was Jack Fisher, who got fouled. And again, they're going to let them shoot these by himself. First one for Fisher is good. He's got 11 now, his first point of the quarter. And now Jackson Colson will come in for Race Fisher. One more try for the senior, Zach Fisher. Make this a two-point game. It's up and good. They go 3-for-4 on the free throws. It's now 37-35, and Onega gets the basketball. 28 seconds left in this third quarter, and what's been a very exciting second half. And honestly, it's just been an exciting evening all around of basketball, the girls' game being a 5-point win for the Buffaloes. Here we go. Dorsey near side wing. Pass fake. Double team that gets it out to Nider. Out of Figgy. 13 seconds left in the quarter. Hand it back to Figgy. That's giving it to Coulterman. He's double teamed. Gets away. Pass in the corner. Three ball in the way by Coulterman. Left it short. No good. Put back and slip by Fisher with 2 seconds left. And we are tied. And that is how this third quarter is going to come to a close. And this Onega crowd going crazy on the opposite side of the court. We'll go to break and come back with an exciting conclusion of this one here at 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Gansaland Radio.
We are tied going into the fourth quarter, 37 all. The story of that third quarter is the fouls. Troy committed 10 fouls in that quarter. Onega committed zero. Technical foul, shooting free throws. It went 3 for 4 and then made a basket. And Onega gets the ball out of the break as well. So he possibly can make this, it's already a 5-point possession. He can make it even more than that right here out of the break. Snyder has it near side wing. Drives baseline, hands it off to Figgy. Top of the paint. Give it up to Figgy. Puts the double team on the dribble. Figgy jump stop in pressure. Kicks it out. Coltman near side corner. He's double team. Try to dribble baseline. He stopped again. Gives up his dribble. Tries to throw it off a Trojan. It scores out of bounds, and it'll go to Troy. So the Trojans get a stop on the opening fourth quarter possession. And it'll be Etherton who will bring it up. Preston Christensen fouling out after committing a personal foul, then a technical foul. Driving right. Etherton, he's fouled going up. He'll get two free throws. Excuse me. He went to his left. Going to get the shot to go off the glass. That is the first foul of the half. And now some Bronx cheers from the Troy fans to my left. That foul committed by Figgy. That is his third personal. First free throw for Etherton. That one no good. One more try for the junior guard for the Trojans. On its way. That one is good. So 1 for 2 at the line. He has 11. Leads the team in scoring. Onega's leader in points is Zach Fisher with 14. They beat the press. It's 1-1 the other way. Jump stop for Nider. Shot up no good off the glass. Rebound Reagan Hartman. Now Troy looking to push. At the far side is Judd. Judd goes middle. Drives. Kicks. Etherton hits fake. Kicks it out. Rebound on the way for Blevins. It's good. Logan Blevins with his second three of the day. He has 11. Dorsey dribbles across half court. Pass the press. He'll dump it back to Figgy. 41-37. Troy back with a 4-point lead. Snyder bounce pass. Figgy near side corner. Pass the high post. Dorsey. Dorsey's pressure. He'll give it to Zach Fisher. Fires a mid-range jumper. No good. From the far side short corner rebound, Reagan Hartman. Troy on a bit of a run here to start things out in this fourth quarter. Bennett's going to go in middle. Kicks it out to Etherton. Etherton dribbles to the middle of the court. Hartman comes to the high post. And Etherton will go all the way to paint. That's Euro move. Shot up. No good off the glass. Missed opportunity for the Trojans. Now the Buffaloes looking to score their first points of this fourth quarter. Pass to Zach Fisher. Top of the key. Telling Coltman to come and get it. He does not. As Dorsey catches the high post. Backdoor pass. Line a wraparound pass. Three ball in the corner. No good. Left it short. And Judd able to secure the rebound for the Trojans. He has his dribble, and now a timeout is called by Coach Broadbell. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 92.1 KMZA.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
41-37, Troy out to a little 4-0 run to start this fourth quarter with 5:54 left to go in the game. Foul total is in the second half. Troy's committed 10. Onega has committed just 1. And we're back underway as the Trojans get the ball out of the break. Etherton, looks like he carried it. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by the Buffaloes. Back to the turnoff. Some pushing and shoving going on the opposite side of the court. Again, they've been letting them play. Nider actually threw the ball at Hartman earlier in the game. Nothing was called. I think it was just they missed it. But either way, a lot of chippiness going on in this one. Short corner catch for Figge. Dribbles to the perimeter. Now back to Nider. Now to Dorsey. Top of the key. Pass to the near side wing for Colterman. One dribble, gives to Dorsey from inside the O. He's double-teamed, now pass to Nider. Far side wing. Pass deflected, but finds the hands of Fisher. 1-3-1 again for Troy's defense. Nider again, just trying to scrap this offense, trying to find an opening. Figge to Dorsey, top of the key. And to Nider, and a fireaway of 3, far side wing. Got it! Connor Niner has 9 points. Big time 3 for Onega. It's back to a 1-point game with 4:45 to go. Driving and kicking. Etherton's going to try one. That one left a little bit short. Offensive rebound. Hartman's scoop shot hit off the glass. Reagan Hartman cleans that one up. He now has 7. He only had 1 at the half. Here's Niner. Back to Figge. Zach Fisher, top of the key. Get back to Figge. 43-40 now our score. Troy up by a tray. And a whistle, a lot of contact, no foul. Nider, shot up, no good on mid-range jumper. Clean up shot, good. Off the glass for Figge. He's got 8 now. And it's 43-42 with 4:05 left to go. Non-stop action here in Onega. Now a bit of a hand check and a foul called against Nider. That is going to be his second, team foul number 2. There'll be a lot of fouls to give if Troy has the lead in the stretch. As Nider will come to the bench. Grace Fisher checks back in. Etherton from the top of the key. Nobody on him, really. Grace Fisher now defending him. He's left wide open. He's fired the 3. That one no good. Big 2 earlier. And a rebound pulled down by Colterman. It was a good look. Just couldn't quite bury it. Big E making a pass. Now, wide open, back door, come in, Colterman lays it in! And one! Jackson Colterman with his first basket of the night, and what a time to do it, is that he take the lead, 44-43, 3:39 left to go. Biggie was about 30 feet from the basket. Colterman, who was sitting in the corner, realized he could sneak in, and he got all the way to the basket. Receives a pass, and one. That foul committed by Judd. Free throw on the way. Like Colterman way off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Bennett. So still 44-43. Onega with their first lead since the first quarter. The second quarter. Driving a kick into the corner near side. Judd will bring it to the wing. Now timeout called by Coach Rodville. And this timeout will be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
It's National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Our score, Onega 44, Troy 43, with 3:22 left to go in the game. And what an exciting atmosphere. The crowd for Onega has made it feel like it's the fourth quarter with 30 seconds left ever since the midway through the third quarter. Back underway, Troy with the ball out of the break. Judd gives it up to Slevins, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. And that one is going to go against Dorsey. That is going to be his third. Team foul, just number three. Again, that gets down to the stretch, and Onega finds himself behind, needing to get fouls for free throws. They're going to have quite a few to give here. Here's a handoff. This is to Bennett. Bennett drives, has dump off. Blevins to lay it in, far side. Logan Blevins now with 13 points, five here in the fourth. Bounce pass to Zach Fisher, cross half court, 1-3-1 defense again from Troy. Near side corner, Coltman doesn't draw the double team, so gets it out of there to Zach Fisher. Jafigi, top of the key. Heavily pressured by Bennett. Give it to Nider. Nider, open look, alley-oop to Coltman, he lays it up and in! Again, Coltman sneaks back four and he lays it in. He's got four, all of which coming in this fourth quarter. It's 46-45, 2.5 now left to go. That's crossover dribble, move to the basket, blocked away by Figgy. Rejecting Blevins, going the other way. Coachman, catch, three, no, offensive foul. A push off against Figgy, off the ball. That is Figgy's fourth personal foul. Team foul number four, so he's going to come to the bench, except for a little bit at least. And Colby Fordham checks back in, who has two fouls. Got both of those in the first half. Here's Judd. Dribbles to his right, stops, gives up. Bennett, jab step, against Dorsey, bounce back, Blevins, comes around, drives left side, stops, gives it up. Bennett, three straight away, no good off the right side, loose ball, the rebound picked up by Nider up ahead to Dorsey, too far out in front of him, out of bounds. They go back to Troy. This is a good look. But Nider just too out in front of Jeremiah Dorsey. Comes up limping a little bit out of that runout. As Coltman will come to the bench. And Figgy is right back into the game. With 1:56 left, it's Onega 46, Troy 45. Here from Onega. Judd gives it far side to Blevins. Reagan screens for him on the ball. As to his left, backdoor cut, Judd, and nice pass to Hartman underneath the basket, shut up, off the glass, no good, and a rebound by Zach Fisher, it's grabbed from Hartman from behind, but he stepped out of bounds. Reagan Hartman with a nice hustle play, just ripping it away from Zach Fisher, but his foot was out of bounds as he touched it, so Onega gets it back with 1:36 to go, up by one, full court press brought on by the Trojans, inbound to Dorsey, gives it up to Nider, and a pass is thrown away off the foot of Fordham. Troy now pushing. So Harvin streaking in the lane. He lays it in and put it back on front by one. Back to the press for the Trojans after taking a 47-46 lead. 1:18 now left to go. Nider passes ahead to Dorsey. 2-on-2. Dorsey goes around a defender. Whistle. It's a blocking foul. Good job by Dorsey to evade Austin Grable, who picks up his fourth personal. And two free throws are coming up for the big fella, the senior. One free throw to tie, two to take the lead with 1:13 left to go. And the first one is good. Jeremiah Dorsey with 10 points on the day. He had five in that third quarter. We're tied 47-47. Second one up. That one, no good. Ball tipped up by Zach Fisher, and they're going to get him for the foul. That's going to be team foul number 5. And for Zach, that is his second foul. And actually it was 112, now 111 left in this game. So Troy gets the ball back. We are knotted up 47-47. Blevins brings the ball up for the Trojans. Goes to his right, gets a screen from Grable. And now we'll come back to the middle. Asking someone to help as Coltsman defends. Comes to his left from the top of the key. Takes the handoff to Judd. Gives up his dribble. Gets to Hartman. 47 seconds left. Judd will hand it off. And they're kind of just playing keep away with it at the moment. 40 seconds left. Here is Blevins. Hands it off to Bennett. Bennett's going to his right with 28 seconds left. Have a Judd, top of the key, inside the O. Hand it off to Blevins now. 20 seconds left in this one. Good defense from Onega. Far side wing catch by Grable. Now a timeout's called by Coach Rodwell. So they got the clock all the way down to, is that 14 or 19? 14.9 seconds left. 47-47 is our score. And this is going to be it looks like it is a full timeout. So we'll go and step aside for just 30 seconds though. 47-47, game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMDA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Don't go anywhere for this one, folks. It's 47-47 with 14.9 seconds remaining. Troy kind of just playing keep away. They started their possession with 111 left to go, and have gotten all the way down to, again, 14.9. Coach Rodbelt trying to draw up a play to get them the game-winning basket. As for head coach Luke Baxter, trying to prevent the basket right here. And here we go. The inbounder will be Seth Judd. Everyone for the Trojans kind of near the ball. Far side, near midcourt. Judd looking. We'll get Hartman. 14 seconds. Here we go. That's the near side wing. Here is Bennett to the middle of the court. Goes to his right, hands it off. Here's Grable. The top of the key for Judd. 5 seconds. Handoff. Bennett drives in the lane. 3 seconds. Shot up. Scoop. And it is no good. Falls off. Tip up. No good by Hartman. And we are going to overtime. Hartman had an opportunity on the follow-up, but he left it short. Good defense also by Onega. Some opportunities, though, for Troy to end this one in regulation. We'll go ahead and step aside for a break. You're listening to 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
32 minutes, not enough to decide a winner. We go to overtime. 4 minutes on the clock. It's 47-all. Jared Sluffy with you. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. What a game we have. Some final scores for you. Sabetha defeats Hiawatha 54-24. Don't have a final from Holton. Nemaha Central defeats Riverside 55-43. the final scores for you. There's a tip-off. We're back underway. It is won by the Trojans. Grable with it. Cross court pass to your side to Judd. Almost went out of bounds. Kind of had to track that one down. A little bit low. It's screen from Harvin. Judd goes to his right for the middle. Drives right side. Kick. Grable. Far side from the corner. Thought about the three. Instead, holds it. Moves up this dribble. Harvin. We go for a 16-footer. No good on left side. Loose ball. And still loose. Bill, rather, it bounced twice before Fordham picked it up. Oh, no, and Reagan Hartman's hurt. That was kind of a weird play. The ball bounced twice. I've never seen that before where the ball bounces twice in a high school boys varsity game off of a missed shot. And it bounced straight. It wasn't even like a long rebound. It was just a straight rebound or a straight bounce off and into the paint. And it was picked up by Onega, and it was an official timeout. Hartman is good enough to stay in this game, and the Buffaloes will get the ball. And we're back underway. 3:30 left to go in OT. 47-47. Onega's first possession. Figgy almost traveled. Now he turns it over. Steal by Troy. And now almost Levin's almost lost his footing and rammed into the padding behind the basket. So try to be careful here. As that foul picked up by Fisher, that is his third. So the Trojans get another opportunity here. Inbound goes to Bennett. From the O, and the court. Goes to his left, gets a screen from Hartman. Goes to his right, now defended by Dorsey. Goes to the short corner, stopped along the far side, gives it up. High post, spin move, shot up. 6 foot, that's good for Austin Grable. His first basket since the second quarter, he has 4 points. It's 49-47 Troy with 3 minutes to go. You're in overtime, and now a pickpocket. Bennett's going the other way. Tip off for Harvin, tipped up and stolen away by Zach Fisher. Now Fisher trying to bring it up himself. Onega just trying to get a shot off here in overtime. They haven't yet. Fisher now gives up his dribble in trouble. Bounce pass to Dorsey. Give it to Nider. Almost traveled. Now to Fordham and a whistle and a timeout call by Coach Baxter. A chaotic start to this overtime, which is kind of cognizant of what happened at the end of regulation. 2:34 left to go. Well, we've had elbows. We've had players throwing the ball at other players. And we had neither of those were technical fouls. We did have another play that was a technical foul. Very chippy, fun to watch. And the period, it says 5 on the scoreboard. We are in overtime. 2:34 left to go. Troy leads 49-47. Fun one here from Onega. Let's take a look and see if we have any more scores update for you here. Well, we might have, but it looks like we do not, unfortunately. One final score we can give you is, of course, K-State winning 65-57 against Oklahoma State. Cats are now 15-1 on the regular season, and how about 4-0 in conference play? How about those Cats as they rally in a defensive matchup? Oklahoma State, best defense in the conference going into that game. Knew it was going to be a little bit lower scoring than maybe 116 or maybe even 98 as they've had the past two games. The Cats grind it out. They trailed 32-30. It was a three-pointer by Cam Carter at the buzzer to end the half, or else they would have been down by 5 going into the half. They outscore the Pokes 35-25 in the second half. And Malik Knowles goes for 20, 5 boards, 7 assists. And Keontae Johnson also contributes 12. Not his best day. Desi Sills, he gets 11. 6 for Masood, Carter, and Tomlin. So how about those Cats? All right, back underway in this one. 49-47, Troy leading over Onega, and the Buffaloes get the ball out of the break with 2.5 to go in OT. And in trouble is Nider, and he almost turned it over, and a push is called, I believe, against Troy. No, it's going to be against Onega. The Buffaloes still have not gotten a shot up yet in overtime. That goes against Dorsey. That is his fourth, and that is team foul now, just number 7. Troy committed 10 fouls in the third quarter. Onega didn't commit any as Hartman goes to the free throw line. Let's go. The front end of the 1-1. It is good. It's just very strange shooting 1-1 free throws in overtime as Reagan Hartman has really stepped up here in his second half. But he only has 8 on the game. Second free throw on its way. And good. It's a 2-possession game. Big free throws for the senior Reagan Hartman. It's 51-47 with 2:20 left to go. They got to get at least a shot up here. Dribbling a new double team, it's Figgy. He'll hand it off to Niner. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Troy. A timeout is called. We put Bronville. Again, Troy's defense stepping up, not allowing Onega to get close to the basket. They're not getting even 20 feet close to the basket. And Troy's defense holds again, gets the turnover with 2:14 left to go. It has been all Trojans in this extra frame. We'll go and step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Game of the Week. You're 92.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
51-47, Troy leading Onega in overtime with 2:14 left to go. Mentioned before the break that the Buffaloes haven't even gotten a shot up here in this extra frame because Troy's defense has been so suffocating. Running that 1-3-1, just running traps galore. As soon as they cross half court, pretty much every single time a Buffalo touches the ball, that player is getting trapped. And somehow Troy, having the ability to stay, not get tired, basically. Incredible endurance by these guards for Troy. Here we go. Trojans with the ball once again. Here's a handoff from Judd. Gives it to Blevins. Man-to-man defense, right on the left side. Blevins kick into the corner. Judd, three ball on the way. Here's my corner. Left it short. Long rebound, and picked up by Niner, and a foul's going to be called against Troy. That's against Judd, who raced out to get it. That rebound came all the way out to half court, and actually, the play didn't stop until about 7 feet past half court. So free throws are coming up for Connor Niner. First one on the way. Good. He has 11. 51-48. 157. Don't you hear a pin drop in this place. A couple people looking back at me. Second one on the way. That one off the back rim. No good. Rebound Hartman. And outlet goes to Blevins. Looks like he was in some pain. Give it to Judd. It's a screen. Goes to his left. Judd stops. Gives it up. One dribble from Grable, hands it off. Levin sees the lane, drives left side, and he's fouled on the floor. No, they're going to say it's on the shot, so he'll get two here. That's team foul number 8 against Onega. Bolterman committing his first personal. 1:41 left to go, 51-48 Troy leading Onega. Free throws now for Logan Levins. First one on the way, no good. Levins made 6 points in the second quarter. He has 7 more in the fourth. He's got 15 on the day. Second one is up. That one is also no good. Ball tipped up. Long rebound into the corner for Coulterman. And it stays at a one possession game. Outlet pass to Niner. Let's push it up ahead. He got numbers. Full court pass up ahead. 2-on-1. Niner stops. Fires along 2. That one's no good. Gets his own miss. Drives baseline. And pass it to nobody, turns it over. Hartman with a steal. 1:23 now left to go. Niner was hit on his arm after this. Nice job by Colson. He knocks that free out of bounds out of the hands of Blevins. It'll stay with Troy. Clock stops with 1:18 now left to go. That was the first shot attempt of this overtime period for the Buffaloes. Less than a minute and a half left to go. Hand checking now, a foul called by Niner. How about Niner's day? Kind of had an interesting incident. He actually threw the ball at Reagan Hartman. A technical foul was not called. The rest of the injuries missed it. That foul by Niner on the hand check was his third. He fouled number 9. So it's only 1-1 free throws now for Seth Judd. He has 4 points on the day. One of two on the free throw line. Front end on the way. Good. Big time free throw there. Makes it a 2-possession game once again. Onega's got to be in a hurry after this one, make or miss. It's up, and it is no good. Long rebound goes to Figge. Bringing it up the court himself. Gets a screen by Fisher. He falls over. Nothing's called. Nice dish down low to Dorsey. Shut up. No good. Put back that one. It's good. And quick timeout called by Coach Baxter. Big time basket for Dorsey. He did this earlier. He did a head fake with nobody going up and allowed Hartman to come back into it. I think he got a piece of that first shot. So he got his own miss, thankfully, for him to be able to put it back and make it a one-score game again. 52-50. Fun one here in Onega. 103 left in overtime. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a one staff to four resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Kansaland Radio.
Overtime here in Onega as the Buffaloes trail the Trojans from Troy 52-50. 103 left to go in the extra frame. Jared Sleppy with you. Our game of the week is always brought to you by Peru State College. So it's Rabel, Judd, Hartman, Bennett, and Blevins in for the Trojans. They'll get the ball out of the break. Meanwhile, for Onega, it'll be Fordham in the game, as well as Dorsey, Niter. And in the game for the first time tonight is Christian Henneberg and Connor Niter. Here's the inbound to Hartman. He'll bring it up. Defended heavily by Zach Fisher. All the way into the lane. Whistle foul. Walking foul and one. Coach Baxter thinking that it's not on the shot. The foul goes against Dorsey, and he is done for his day. He fouls out. He scored the team's lone field goal in this overtime period with 12 points. So it's now 54-50 after the end one by Reagan Hartman. He has 4 points in this extra frame. As Race Fisher will now check in for Henneberg. The junior, what a time to get your first minutes. 58 seconds left here in overtime. Try to finish off this three-point play right here. On the way and good. Reagan Hartman with 12. It's 55-50. Figge splits the double team into the paint. Shot up. Good. Good time answer by Ty Figge with 10 points. And official blows the play dead. I think he embedded it too quickly. And that allows Coltman to come into the game for Onega. We'll check in for Figge. Both teams are in the double bonus. 48 seconds left. 55-52. Hartman with the catch. And he'll be allowed to bring it up against Fisher. And he'll hand it off. Give it to Bennett. He might try to foul here. Fisher comes up. And Bennett is fouled by Fisher with 36.1 seconds left. The foul by Race Fisher, the only his first personal. And Bennett goes to the free throw line, not having made a free throw today. He has 6 points on the evening. First free throw on the way, no good, too strong. So for the time being, it is still a one-possession game as Fordham is exiting and Figge is back in the game. Kind of an offense for defense sort of deal with Figge as he has 4 personal fouls. The lone player on Onega with 4. Grable has 4, the only player for Troy with 4. That one, too strong, no good. Loose ball on the rebound, picked up by Coulterman for Onega. With 32 seconds left, they have the ball. Figge up ahead to Race Fisher. Gives it back to Figge, driving in the lane, shot up, and good off the bat. And it's a 1-point game. 55-54 with 20 seconds left. Zach Fisher gives up back to the far side. Into the corner, trying to foul. They have not fouled yet. There's 13 seconds left. Now they do finally foul. Zach Fisher has a come and foul Seth Judd as he grabs him on his neck. Didn't look very pleasant. Clock stops with 12.6. 55-54. 2 free throws coming for Seth Judd. Made a free throw earlier in this overtime frame. As for Fisher, that is his 4th. So I didn't want Zach Fisher to be the one fouling there. First free throw is good. He now has 6. His 2 free throws here in this overtime period are his first point since the first quarter. Second one is that one too strong and, well, tipped by the Trojans, but rebounded by the Buffaloes. 10 seconds left. Here we go, 56-54. And timeout is called. Figgy had a lane to drive, but a timeout is called with 6.4 seconds left. 6.9, beg your pardon. 2-point lead for the Trojans. It's a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
56-54, Troy leading Onega. 6.9 seconds left. One more opportunity for Onega to score with a tie or to win the game. I kind of said to myself under my breath, gosh, this game is dull. Of course, being sarcastic, this game has been so much fun all night long since the opening tip. Those just joining us, Onega outscored Troy 15-10 in the first quarter. Then Troy outscored Onega 15-5 in the second quarter. Take a 25-20 lead. In the second half, both teams scored, Troy scored 22 points in the second half, with Onega scoring 27 to send this into overtime. So here we go. Onega with the ball with 6.9 remaining. Who's going to get the inbound? Figgy to inbound it. Give it to Niter. Niter goes to his right. In the lane. Shut up. No good. Ray Fisher all along misses a shot. Put up by Figgy. Good. And that is it. We will go to a double overtime. Ty Figgy puts it back. He has 6 points in the first overtime. We'll go to a double overtime. Let's step aside for another minute back here on 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suter Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suter Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suter Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Well, let's do it again, shall we? Double overtime, and we are underway. Back here from Onega. What a game here in Onega. Troy with the ball. Off the tip. Here is Bennett. I'll hand it off. Hartman drives middle. Makes the pass. Takes the hand back. He'll get up to Grable to the middle of the court. Near side wing, Hartman. Back to the far side. Three ball on the way. Bennett. No good. Left side. Rebound, Zach Fisher. Fisher with 4 personal fouls. We'll keep an eye out on that. Austin Grable has 4. Also, we have Tyree Figgy with 4 fouls as well. Coltman near side. And back to the 1-3-1 defense for Troy. Coltman in trouble. Give it to Figgy. Cutting in the lane. Fordham shot. No good from 15 feet out. Rebound for Reagan Hartman. Fordham has not scored. It's all the way back. No, he hasn't scored at all today. Beg your pardon. Cutting across the paint is Hartman. Stops, gives it up. Levin pulls up. 13-footer. Rattles out. No good. Figgy with the rebound. 2:30. 2:50 left. And now a steal. Then it's wide open. Away it in. 2:45 left to go now in double overtime. Is this overtime only 3 minutes? He now has 8. Biggie, backdoor cut, Coulterman makes the layup and up and in. Jackson Coulterman has done it 3 times today. Backdoor cut against the 1-3-1. He lays it in. He has 6. Here's Judd, goes to the middle. Now a backdoor cut for Grable. He'll try to lay it up and in. That's no good. Put back Hartman. No good. But he's fouled. So Hartman back to the charity stripe for Reagan Hartman, the senior for Troy. What a night he's had. And that is it for Tyrese Biggie's day. 6 points in the first overtime. He finishes his day with 14. And Race Fisher will check in for him. So Zach Fisher, Connor Niner, Race Fisher, Colby Fordham in the game. Free throw good for Reagan Hartman, Baker Parton. Also, Jackson Coulterman is in as well. So, that free throw, Hartman. He's got 13 now. Hit 5 in the first overtime. That one is good as well. Inbound to Zach Fisher. Gets it to Coulterman. 60-58. And now a steal. Hartman has it. And steal it right back by Zach Fisher. Fisher up ahead across that court to Race Fisher. That's near side. Drive Niner. Up and under. No good. Awkward shot. Rebound. Goes to Logan Blevins. 1:55 to go. Up ahead to Hartman. Far side block. Pick out. Three ball on the way. And lets it short. Offensive rebound, though, for Bennett. To the near side wing. That's in the middle of the court. He'll hand it off. Crowd for Onega getting loud here. Trying to help their team for a stop. Bennett, off the handoff from Hartman. Hand it right back to him. Hartman is tripped up and fouled. And that's going to be it for Zach Fisher. His day is done. Just tripped him up. Fisher had 7 points in the first quarter, had 4 more in the third, was scoreless in the fourth quarter in overtime, and is done with 14 points. First free throw, no good for Hartman, so this is going to be a one-possession game either way with 1:32 left to go. As Christian Henneberg checks in for the Buffaloes. He came in for about 5 seconds in the first overtime for defense. That free throw is good for Hartman. They're being stretched thin here in the second overtime. Two players have fouled out for the Buffaloes. Here's Fordham. He's going to bring across half court. He's scoreless on the day. He gives up his dribble, but a timeout is called by Coach Baxter. 1:26 left to go, 61-58. And if I'm Onega, I'm looking for Connor Niner, if possible, to get a 3-point shot up to try to tie this game. Don't need a 3, though. Could obviously get a 2-point basket and get it to within a 1-point game. Just a reminder, be sure to stay tuned, MSCSports.net, for our schedule regarding the Twin Valley League Tournament. We'll be live from Washington County to cover that one all week long. Of course, mentioned starting on Saturday. Waiting for the schedule for that to come out, no matter what happens. This is going to be a blast with so much great basketball being played in the CBL so far this year. And pretty much every game that I've been to has been a good finish. I joke with my coworkers saying that's because that none of the games that I did for football were single-digit games, unfortunately. But it's being more than made up with the basketball that I've got. This is already the second overtime game that I've done here this season. And this is the first game that's been in second overtime. So again, 1:26 left to go in double OT. 61-58, Troy leading Onega with the ball. Tyree Figge, Jeremiah Dorsey, and Zach Fisher have all fouled out of this game. Fordham to inbound. Niner is on the near side, and it'll be Coulterman to make the catch. And we're back underway. Coulterman dribbles to his right, hands off to Niner. 1-3-1 defense again from Troy. Dribble to his left to get it back to the middle. A drive and stop at the elbow. Losing it. Picks it back up. Trying to pass it, but it gets stolen away. Hartman left all alone, and he will miss the layup. Tip up, no good. They both swatted out, and a foul on the rebound against Onega. 2 missed opportunities for Troy to try to put the game away, but now opportunity with free throws coming for Austin Grable. That foul committed by Hanneberg. Excuse me, Hanneberg. His first. First free throw. No good. Still has a chance to get it to a two-possession game, though, if we can make the second. 105 left to go, as mentioned, 61-58. Third quarter, 10 team fouls against Troy, none against Onega, but it's three Buffaloes fouling out and only one for Troy. That one is good. So it is now 62-58. What am I talking about? Here we go. Now 1 minute left. Hennenberg's going to bring it up. They give it to Race Fisher. Top of the key, pass to Colton, far side wing. Give it back to Nider, near side wing. That's fake driving, and a whistle and a cushion foul is going to be called. That's going to go against Seth Judd. That is his fourth. So Judd and Grable both with four. And nobody with four for Onega now. Hunter Nider does have three. So Nider with some big free throws right here. First one on the way. Good. Rattle off the front of the rim, rolled to the back, and dropped. Had a free throw in overtime. He's got 11 now. Second free throw is up. That one goes in too. It's 62-60. And a substitution, and another player coming in for the first time today is actually, beg your pardon, no, he came in the second quarter. Gabe Kufall came in for only about 15 seconds of game action. How about the Hail Mary pass to Judd? Instead, gives it to Blevins, wanting to travel, not going to get it. Trying to get him to foul, and they do so with 45 seconds left, and Coach Baxter going crazy, trying to get him to foul. And Race Fisher going to check back in now. As Grable shoots the free throws here, that foul against Fordham is his third. First one on the way, and that one is good. Big first free throw. Has a chance to get it back to a two-possession game. He can make this one. Grable with 6 points. Had a two-point field goal in overtime. The first overtime, of course. 63-60 now our score. Second one's on the way. That one is good. Back to a four-point game. 64-60. 45 seconds left. Needing a basket here. Nider on the inbound catch. Find the back move. And gets it across half court. Defended heavily by Blevins. Gives it up to Coulterman. Now to Race Fisher. Near side wing for Hennenberg. They give it to Nider. Takes the pass to Fordham. Goes to his right, drawing the foul. It's going to be offensive foul as Nider lowered his shoulder into his man. And he picks up his fourth. He was just trying to draw the foul, but he lowered his shoulder. So that is his fourth. And Kufall will check back in for Fisher. No free throws, though, after, of course, an offensive foul. 26 seconds left now. Troy gets the ball back. Trying to get a quick foul, and they do get it. As Kufall picks up the personal. And back to the free throw line goes the junior guard, Seth Judd. Trying to make some big free throws here. First one on the way. Left it short. No good. Either way, it's going to be a two-possession game with 23.4 seconds left. Second one on the way. That one no good as well. Rebound. And Colton is fouled on the rebound by Judd. He just grabbed him around the waist. That was just not a... I don't think Judd was really thinking. Upset, obviously, they missed the free throw, so he goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line, and he has just fouled out. So his day is done with 6 points. And into the game is Christian Etherton. Free throw for Coltman is no good. That is big. Needed that one. So now the best they can get is a 3-point game. It's 22.4 seconds left, 64-60 our score, Troy leading Onega. Here in double overtime. Second free throw is good. Coulterman with 7 points now, all coming from the fourth quarter and beyond. Dylan Magnet now checking into the game for the first time today. And now whistle and timeout called by Coach Rodeville. So this will be a full timeout. We'll step aside for just 30 seconds, though. Our score, it's Troy 64, Onega 61, 22.4 seconds left in double overtime here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
What an evening for basketball here in Onega. The girls, Buffaloes, won by a final score of 40-35. They held off a late game surge by Troy. Excuse me, it was 50-45. And here in this one, 64-61, double overtime. 22 seconds left. Inbound for Troy. They get it in. Here's Etherton now. And Etherton is hit from behind and fouled. Just barely. He got tugged on the jersey just a tad. It was 17.2 seconds left. And the officials come together. Are they going to give an intentional foul possibly? No, they're not. Instead, it's a common foul against Colby Fordham. That's going to be his fourth. So two free throws coming up here. Even one. Person on the way. Good. Knocked down a ice cold free throw that time. Christian Everton, the junior, he now has 12. He has 8 of those points in the first half. And Kufball checking back in for Onega as well. 65-61. Here's the second one. That one no good. Rebound for Fordham. Onega's going to have to push here. 15 seconds left in double overtime. Down by 4. 3 ball on the way. Nider missing everything. Rebound. And rebound for Troy, 2-on-1, and being dribbled out, but it's lost out of bounds. The last touch by Onega. Fordham poked it free, almost turned it right back over with 6.0 seconds left. Again, having a tough time seeing the scoreboards. Both of them are lost to some capacity. 65-61, and now checking back into the game is Dylan Magnet, the sophomore for Onega. So check in for Nider, who has 4 personal fouls. Here is the inbound for Troy, near sideline, near half court. They get it into Hartman, they foul him. And Coach Baxter not happy that he got free. And Hartman has been clutch from the free throw line here in these two frames past overtime. He's knocked down 6 free throws in first and second overtime combined. Also knocked down 1 in regulation. First one on the way. Good. 66-61 now the score with 5.1 seconds left. And Nider is back in the game in for Henneberg, and so is Race Fisher back in for Magnet. One more free throw for Reagan Hartman, the senior for Troy. Going to be this a 6-point game. On the way. Good. 67-61, 5 seconds left. Fordham across half court. Fires up a prayer, and that is going to do it. Troy survives 67-61. And got to be honest, they do not look happy about it. They look beaten up, tired, worn out, and deservedly so. This one goes into double overtime. Again, 67-61, your final here in double overtime. Let's recap this one as good as we can here in our postgame show. Coming up, have this crown our player of the game. You're on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
3528.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Well, let's try to wrap this one up as good as possible. Double overtime final, 67-61 in favor of Troy over Onega. Jared Sluppy back with you. You're now on our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. I'll say that these individual scoring totals are unofficial because I feel like I might have lost a few points in the madness. So here's what I have. First for Onega, leading the way in scoring with 14 apiece, was Ty Figge and Zach Fisher, who both fouled out of the game early on in double overtime. Also 12 points from Jeremiah Dorsey, who fouled out in regulation, or no, in first overtime, beg your pardon. Also 12 points as well for Connor Nider, and 7 points for Jackson Coltman, with all those coming in the fourth quarter or later, and 2 points for Race Fisher. As for Troy, leading the way in scoring with 17 was Reagan Hartman, who had, let's see, he had 8 free throws in both overtimes combined. Unbelievable stuff from Reagan Hartman there. Also 15 from Logan Blevins, 12 for Christian Etherton, also 8 for Bowden Bennett, 6 for Seth Judd, 7 for Austin Grable, and 2 points coming from Preston Christensen. So, again, those are unofficial totals. That's what I had here at the end of this one. And, man, what a game this was. Double overtime finish. You know, both teams fighting all the way to the end, trying to get a win here in league play. So in the end, it's Troy improving to over 500. They're now 3-2 in league play, 5-3 on the regular season, and that is good enough for them to leapfrog Valley Heights for the time being in the TVL standings. They move up to 6th, and we'll see how that game goes against Valley Heights. Who they play today? It looks like they didn't play according to the schedule I have in front. No, they were actually, they had a non-league game against Minneapolis. Yes, thank you, Kurt, back in the studio for correcting that for me. But either way, that is what happened here tonight. What a fun one. And let's now crown our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. It is going to be Reagan Hartman again. He made 8 free throws, 10 points in both overtime, 17 on the game. He is your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to do it here from Onega. Final score, Troy 67 and Onega 61. Fun one. Be sure to stay tuned again, MSCSports.net, for the TVL schedule. From myself, Jared Sluppy, and Kurt back in the booth, thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your night, everybody.